Welcome back. Another episode of Buddy's Podcast.
The return.
Chris at the soundboard. And here we go. Episode 93. All right, Briss. We're back, dude.
We're back.
Man. After that, you know, just lovely copyright-free music you know that I love so much.
Oh, it's so perfect. so perfect, man.
All right, dude. So I made a... First things first, we got, like, more than enough to talk about this week. Tons of stuff happening in sports. Deshaun Watson's getting his butt fingered. Like, there's just more things than we know what to talk about, right? So we'll break that down. But I do want to talk about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of your recommendations.
All right.
And it's one of the two things that you recommended to me that we're going to talk about on the show.
All right.
The first one is the air fryer.
Man, I told you.
I buckled down. I picked one up. You said you use yours all the time.
Man.
And I was telling the wife we need to get one. Dude, I got one. It's life-changing.
Dude, like, it really is. Because, like, the amount of time it takes to cook stuff in there, so minimal.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it makes everything so quick.
Right? We made wings the first night, and, like, no breading, no nothing, just season them up real nice, you know?
Use shake them up. Olive oil, like I said, to help season and coat them a little bit?
I dried them, actually.
Okay.
And then just hit them with a ton of seasoning, threw them around in a bowl.
Okay.
And then drop them in there.
Just usually a little olive oil and the seasoning in a bowl, shake it up real quick, let it kind of coat over it.
Yeah.
Then toss it in. Boom. I'm good.
Yeah. The only thing with olive oil there, like the, it heats up. Like the temperature of heating is like much lower than like other oils. So I would probably refrain from using olive oil. Maybe a different kind of oil.
That's fair. It's been solid for me though.
I bet. The bitches were good, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude.
They were really good.
Like, I've been fucking air frying veggies as, like, a snack.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. So good.
Yeah.
Especially, like, because I let them get to that point where they can just be just crunchy enough to be, like, a potato chip type snack.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so per Chris's recommendation, everybody, go get yourself a fucking air fryer.
Dude, get it.
Fantastic.
It's, like, game-changing. Like, you're apparently not an adult if you don't have an air fryer at this point in life somehow.
Can agree with that, actually.
Yeah, it's like the modern day George Foreman.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You weren't adulting if you didn't have
really
a George
is.
Foreman. Now it's like, you're not adulting unless you got an air fryer.
I hated those things back in the day,
dude,
too.
Dude, like, because the Foreman made burgers so fucking dry.
Yeah. I never used it. We had one. It, like, sat out like it was a fucking regular appliance that we used.
Yep.
And you could fit, like, two pieces of bacon on it.
I used it, like, to cook bacon, because cooking bacon was kind of easy on there.
Yeah.
Or like, if I'm making, like,
but
you
could
know,
only fit like two of them on there.
I had the bigger one.
Oh, see, we had the like shit one. You
oh
know?
Yeah. And then like maybe the occasional, like, you know, make some like Italian sausage or something on there. You know, boom, real quick.
That's what it should have been called, the Italian sausage machine.
Literally, because burgers do not really hit on there.
Right. I actually can't lie. One day I went into work super hungover. You know, like our old job had
the foreman and everything.
Yeah, we had multiple of them. I used to go in there and like. Literally cut up like bell peppers and let them fucking simmer on there for a while and then toss an Italian sausage on there, you know, go do like 20, 30 minutes worth of work, go back, you know, it's lunchtime.
Nice.
That was like the only time I've like actually seriously used the Foreman grill though.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I think about it.
As long as it really makes sense to use it.
Yep. We've got basketball on. We've got March Madness, NBA.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff. Like I said, the butt stuff happening in the NFL right now. Free agency acquisitions that are just out there, like the Juju one. That's definitely one we got to talk about. And then Chris had something that he wanted to talk about this week.
Oh, yeah.
That is very important to him. You want to lead with that, or do you want to get back to that later?
Dude, it's cool. I can jump in right now.
Let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it. So
Snyder Cut. It's
the floor is yours. My bad, dude. The floor is
everything
yours.
I imagined. It could have been and more. Like, such a beautiful film.
And mind everybody, this is like four, what, no.
5 years at this point.
Well, no, at least five episodes in a row where you're like, man, I can't wait for this thing. It's coming up on, you know, March 20th or whatever the hell it's
wow.
What?
Philip Lindsay is signing with the fucking Texans?
They must be paying him a shit ton.
But they don't have money. Remember.
Oh yeah.
They don't really. I'm confused how they're getting the cap space to make the moves that they've made so far.
They probably plan on moving Deshaun.
Like they have to at this point. But yeah. Even in Deshaun's cap, it wasn't that high to where it really was hurting you.
Well, what about moving J.J. Watt? Didn't that move anything?
It did some. But
it had to have.
It had to, but I think it was at like because it was a dead cap hit.
Well, he's like at the tail end of his deal too, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So like these are like the years that are like big money.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. What was the other one that just
Carson
happened?
Just re-signed with the Seahawks too.
Who did?
Chris Carson.
Oh no way! He was. I heard he was talking to
3 years, $24.6 million.
Does it say what's guaranteed?
I don't think so yet.
Huh?
Yeah. No. It's a 3-year deal. Voids after 2 years though.
I mean, good for him. That's kind of, you know, especially a running back who gets hurt. You know, that's not a bad deal for a running back.
Exactly.
He's a playmaker.
Yep. But man, that movie was so beautiful. Like it literally satisfied me completely.
Yeah.
Like the action sequences, yes. The CGI, fucking great. Storyline itself fleshed out way better. And at this point, I'm sorry, Josh, we never needs to get any recognition for anything. He's just...
Is that the guy who cut the last one?
Yeah.
Or cut like the first portion of it?
Dude literally made the worst Avengers film and the most horrible Justice League film you could ever make within the span of a few years.
Which Avengers movie?
He did Age of Ultron.
Yeah. That one was kind of trash.
It was. Like, it has moments where it's like, all right. And then after watching WandaVision, I can tolerate it a little more. But... Yeah.
Well, after watching that one, I specifically remember like when they announced like the next, you know, Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, another more superhero movies.
Yeah.
But then like once, you know, the like the Avengers movies kept going on and like, you know, the like the sweet ones.
Yep.
Like then you get real hype for them.
Yep.
Like you and I went and saw it twice or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw it. Like,
you saw it like 30 times.
Yeah,
but
I saw it too many times to really, you know.
Or wait, I think I went by myself the first time.
I thought me and Garrick went.
No, I already saw it before that.
Yeah.
I went like the day of. And then me, you, and Garrick went like the next day or the day after. We like shot the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we went and watched it in 3D.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, I never really got into the Marvel films like that. And it was really just like after seeing that one.
Yeah.
So he stunk up the Justice League, which I thought that movie was not that sweet like at all.
It wasn't like. And then when you see, because it's a lot of people that are like, I never watched that version. I'm like, so look, I'm going to need you to watch it just so you can compare how much he fucked up a 4-hour film.
Right.
By just cutting a lot of, like, just so many scenes where it's like, dude, this makes more sense. This doesn't look as campy. This doesn't look horrible.
Yeah. And, like, there was things that you were, because you and I were just talking about this prior to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, dive into it. Like, what's the kind of the main difference on the? I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, like, there's actually a plot for Cyborg and for the Flash.
Yeah.
They're not just there to help flesh out the stuff and make Batman look cool. Batman right. It's Batman.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck literally was like, we fucked up not letting Ben Affleck be Batman in a film because apparently, and then too, the end of the film set up what Ben Affleck's Batman film was supposed to be. Which, did you ever play the Arkham Origins game?
No, I started to play.
Because Origins
Arkham
was like,
Knights.
It was like the one, it was technically a spinoff prequel game of the series, and it was made by a different developer.
I feel like I've heard this.
I never really played it that much.
Yeah.
But I love the other Arkham games, but there's like a crazy action sequence that's a fight between Batman and Deathstroke in it.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to top that for the movie. So I'm like, oh.
Like, they were trying to top, like, the game that's got one of the best?
Yep. Nice. Like, they were trying to make an action sequence better than that as far as for a fight.
And who was it? Batman and who?
Deathstroke.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, Deathstroke's just a badass. Did you ever watch the Teen Titans cartoon?
Not really, no.
A little bit.
He was,
like, the big bad,
not,
basically.
I wouldn't
on there.
Know any of the characters.
On there, they called him Slade because it was a kid's show. We don't use the term death on kids' TV shows.
Like, well, back right. then, I'm sure nowadays.
Oh, it's, now it's just, it's whatever. You can get away with whatever.
Yeah,
on TV
nowadays
shows
they swear,
man. But no, it was like That was better. The Superman like storyline itself,
yeah,
seemed like it actually made more sense rather than just, you know, stupid plot points thrown in for it.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman actually looked badass in it.
Cause in the first one, like, it just seemed like Superman died in Batman vs Superman, right?
Yep, he did,
and then he just appeared like when they were all fighting.
Yeah, so in the first cut, like, they revived him in the middle of the movie.
Okay,
but it was more so like a, oh, we need to bring him back because we can't do this without him. We're fucking horrible at this job.
Yeah.
Compared to this one where it's more so a, okay, so this is what this thing does. Damn. So if you could use it for that, then maybe we could use it for bringing him back. A little more organic compared to just, we really need to find any way we can to bring him back. Like, it was just a more organic way of bringing things together.
Yeah. Dude, and I mean, like, as a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think about the Justice League, and it's like, this is like this holy grail of all the superheroes, all the sweet ones, at least.
I mean, if I'm be honest, if you would have asked me, you know, before the MCU took off, would I rather have an Avengers film or a Justice League film? I would have said Justice League easily.
100%. Right? Like, as a kid, the cartoons. League
more than you know the Avengers.
Right. The cartoons were way sweeter.
Yep.
You know, like, you know the characters every time you go, like, you know, toy shopping when you're like 5 years old. Like, it's all Justice Batman League and Superman and Spider-Man A-list and shit characters. Like that. Yeah.
Like, but the Avengers, because of the MCU, they went from B-list to A-list.
Yeah.
Because, to be completely honest, and some people don't want to admit it, Iron Man was a B-list character. Your A-list characters in Marvel up until the MCU were basically Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and certain X-Men.
Yeah.
Captain America, maybe, but not so much. They were, him and Hawk and them were basically B-listers, which is why their films, because think about it. Nowadays, you think, well, why isn't there a Hawk film? 10, 15 years ago, it's like, nobody really checking for a Hawk film. Why would I go see that?
Yeah,
nobody
but there was
checking for an Iron Man film or a Cap film like that.
There was one.
Where, there was, who the was old it? TV
Edward,
show.
Edward Norton did one, didn't he?
Yeah, which technically is part of the MCU. Technically, they try to ignore that it's part of the MCU.
Really?
Because something with the rights and stuff. And then remember, they replaced Edward Norton with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
So they try to say that it's a part of it, but at the same time, it's like they rather not mention too much of that film.
Yeah.
Short of maybe bringing in a few characters here and there.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Hulk was always a big deal. You know, mm-hmm. Incredible Hulk, you always just think of him as the biggest, baddest person, yeah, you know.
But it's like to be like, hey, I want to watch a whole film with the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
Not so much. Because
there used to be a game. You remember the game? I think it was on Sega. It could have been Super Nintendo. Where it was Captain America, Wolverine, Iron Man, and then, like, the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, I think I remember
what
that
game
one.
Was that?
Because I think it was an arcade game, and it was, like, transitioned into being four consoles,
yeah,
too, or vice
like
versa.
Sega, yeah.
Yeah.
That game was actually pretty fun, but
yeah.
Iron like Man those, was, like, always my favorite one to use on that
yeah,
game.
Like, those arcade-style beat-em-up games were clutch, but it's, like, realistically, you know, like, you had household names on the DC side for your main team compared to the Marvel side, where
yeah.
people didn't know anything that much about those characters until you had to make them a viable character. It's like Black Widow. Dude, nobody asked for a Black Widow film.
Yeah.
Like, nobody really, really was trying to ask for that until years later, where it's like, well, how come she didn't get her own film? All the guys got one.
Wait, which one's Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson's character.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, when I watch those movies, mm-hmm. I still know her as Scarlett Johansson. Legitimately didn't know her name was Black Widow.
See?
So the game was called Captain America and the Avengers.
Okay.
But, like, you know, outside of that, like, you saw, like, that was Iron Man, but
yeah,
I've never, like, seen him in, like, a show.
Yeah, like, I mean, Iron Man had a cartoon in the 90s, but
yeah. But no one watched that. Everybody watched Spider-Man.
Yeah, everybody was, like, watching the Spider-Man. Because even Hawk had a cartoon at that time.
Did he?
Yeah, so, like, around that time in the 90s, like, I think Fantastic Four had one
as
well.
Yeah, Fantastic Four had one for sure.
Like, because Hawk had one, Iron Man had one. And then they even had an Avengers cartoon, which was a little different because it wasn't, like, the Avengers cast that you saw in the MCU. It was more so, like, you had Vision and Scarlet Witch, but actually, yeah, let me see if I could pull up, like, yep, that's it. Yeah, like, the cast literally was Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, Vision and Wonder Man and Tigress or whatever. I think those are names.
Oh, I feel like I remember this.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
But it's like, nobody really knew these characters per se. No, oh, Falcon was in it too.
Yeah, shit. But I mean, I wouldn't have been able to. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like the pedestal that the Avengers or that the Justice League was on. You know,
exactly.
You feel like when they have this movie, this is going to be the greatest movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was definitely a stinker, and it's just like, okay, I'm kind of over this.
Yep.
So you're saying that this new film, like, brings perspective.
It brings so much perspective. Because, like, how I told you, Batman vs. Superman, like, brings a lot of perspective from the original.
Well, you're talking about the extra cut.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, to the actual, like, the extended cut.
Yeah.
This does that, but, like, on steroids.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because, like, even the scene. Remember the scene in the first cut where Steppenwolf, the bad guy, he goes to get the mother box from the Amazons?
Yeah, and there's like knocking the horses down and all that other shit. Yeah,
so that scene is fleshed out a little bit more, and it's so fucking dope. Okay. Like, and this one's R rating, so you see so much blood splatter for people.
Really?
Like, you just see people getting fucking slaughtered in this movie. It's like, oh my god, the violence is just so great.
I mean, 4 hours just seems like a lot, but
it does. But I will say, Zack Snyder for this, he had the pacing down like just right. To where it doesn't feel like 4 hours, which is why I'm like, pacing really does make or break a film.
Yeah.
Because my prime example for that, the Matrix movies. The first two had solid pacing. The first one had the best pacing to me because it's like,
yeah, that movie I'll get fantastic. To the end like,
damn, I just sat down and watched this.
Right.
But the third one, for the longest, it took me a long time to actually like that one because I hated the pacing because it literally went from, we're going to talk for like 30 minutes to 30 minutes of nonstop fighting and then more talking. More fight, like, you didn't really mix it in a manner where I could appreciate either part going on. I'm just like, can we get out of this part, get
to the next thing real quick?
Like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, the Matrix movies were so good.
I'm still on the fence about the next one though, because you ended.
Oh yeah, they do have a new one coming up,
and it's Neo's back. Neo and Trinity both are back, which they both died, but
I think
the new one's called like the Matrix. Like reanimated or revival or something like that, because somehow the title for it leaked online.
Yeah.
But they haven't officially said that that was the title of it. Yeah, I forgot what it was, because it was like revived or some shit like that. Resurrections. Yeah.
Resurrection. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, the Matrix Resurrection. So, resurrecting Neo. Okay. Like, I get it, but you could have kept the Matrix going to a degree and not necessarily brought back Neo, and I think people would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, granted, you would have wanted to see Neo in some capacity, and you could have had Keanu in there. You probably could have made him a, like, secret cameo that people didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I feel so happy about, like, the last year of filming movies and stuff. Because with a lot of films, like having the protocols for COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be cameos and stuff that you don't expect in films because you don't have paparazzi outside the film set blowing everything, all of the little, you know, secret things that's going to be in the movie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of loving that. I can't wait to see, like, the stuff that comes out of this, because this is going to be a feeling that I haven't had in a movie in years. Because, like, what was it? The last time I had that type of feeling was when I saw Batman versus Superman. And they had the scene with the Flash come in. Because I did not expect that at all.
Yeah. Well, like, I remember they were filming that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they were filming that here.
Yep.
And, like, you saw, like, Affleck downtown. Yeah. And that was kind
of every time I watch the beginning of Batman versus Superman, I'm like, hey, that's 4th Street.
Yeah, that's our building.
But, man, it's just, like, prior to that, I think the last time I really felt, like, that amazed in a theater was maybe the first, like, few Marvel films when they had the post-credit scenes. Because they blew it with a...
Oh, you're talking about the Flash thing?
Well, yeah, like just like something you didn't expect to see in a fucking years.
Damn. All right. We're back again. I know this sounds weird, just jumping in mid-episode and going, what the hell, why are they back?
Yeah.
We just finished the podcast and realized that it wasn't recording the last 40-so-odd minutes. So...
We goofed.
As Chris says, as deflating as it seems, the show must go on.
Yep.
And we've got a show to do. Yeah, we talked about baseball. We can run right back to it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just jumping all over the place. It was so good, too.
Like, it was really good content. And then God damn you, Skynet.
Yeah, we were talking about New Orleans going to see the Pelicans, and then we were talking about seeing the White Sox Stadium, Pittsburgh. Yeah. We went all in on those guys, talking about PNC Park versus Comerica. Chris basically went through the entire the Padres schedule.
Man, trying to find a game that I can out go where catch can Tatis
squeeze,
at.
Yeah, where you can squeeze a game in there.
Fuck, I really want to see a Tatis game, but he's fucking West Coaster.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you got about a 4 or 5 hour flight,
man,
and you're there.
I know.
And damn since, it. I mean, essentially, you're working remote, so, I mean, you could just post up, get a hotel.
That's actually the clutch thing, because, yeah, they actually allow that, where, like, even if I go to a city where, like, there's an office space for this joint.
Yeah.
I could work in the office for that week, be like, yeah, I just need a hotel desk, just hook me up. Okay, boom.
Dude, that's, yeah, man, that's the thing. You're going to see Cardinals, Rams.
Because, like, I was a...
Cardinals, Seahawks.
Because, like, I've been thinking, like, dude, I kind of just want to, like, go to Portland just to see what it's like out there. Seems like so fucking like it would be one of the most chill places you can go, and then also catch, you know, a Blazers game too,
right,
if possible. And we have an office that's in fucking Portland too, so
really,
yep.
Isn't it always like cold and rainy in Portland though?
Yeah, Pacific Midwest is, you know, pretty much usually a very chill and rainy type of environment. Yeah,
Seattle and Portland have like a lot of similarities, right?
Yeah.
Which one is, where's Kurt Cobain from? Is it Portland?
Wait, is it? He is.
Because I just think of it's like, just like.
Seattle, yeah.
Seattle, oh, okay. So they're the guys that's just like, it's cold and there's coffee all the time.
Yep.
Like, and that's the only two things they have going on in the Seahawks.
Man.
You know how many Seahawks fans there are, like, the Seahawks are, like, one of the biggest teams in the NFL in terms of, like, just biggest fan bases.
Yeah. The 12th man is just ridiculous.
Like, everywhere we've been, like, if you go to Vegas, you even see a lot of Seahawks jerseys. I think it's just because of the amount of success they've had since Russ has been there.
Yeah,
and probably. Even
before that,
they
too.
They had the Super Bowl team with, like, you know,
Matt
Alexander
Hasselbeck and Sean Alexander. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just what you get when you win. You get fans all over, dude.
Yeah.
Like, when we're in freaking Hawaii, there was just tons of Seahawks jerseys. We're like, where the hell are we? Where are
dude,
we right now?
Right? Like, whoa, how did this happen?
Yeah.
How do we get here?
Plus, over there, like, they play at a time when it's, like, prime time to watch football on the West Coast.
Yep.
Like, their games start, is like, what, it's like 1 or 2 o'clock their time, you know? Versus, like, 11 a.m., 10 a.m., that, like, when some of the East Coast teams start.
Yeah.
All right, I'm super pissed about the episode ending. So what do we have? North Carolina, Wisconsin, or duking it out. Wisconsin's actually up 18 right now, 7 minutes left. So you can pretty much chalk that one up as an L for North Carolina, right?
Was it?
Yeah, they're up 18 right now.
Okay, yeah. So they're still up.
Houston's winning. Purdue cut the lead back on North Texas. We started a joke earlier in the show about North Texas winning it all, and they were up on Purdue quite a bit, but Purdue's cut it down to 4.
Yep. Purdue ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. So what else happened today? I bet heavy anyways on the Kings to beat the Celtics tonight.
Man.
So far so good. I actually did another parlay.
Big bet alert.
What?
A better place, 21.8K on Syracuse. +3
On Syracuse?
Yep.
Who are they playing?
Fuck, who are they playing?
San Diego State?
San Diego State ain't really a slouch, though. Like, I've heard pretty good things about them. Did you see the idiot, though, that put $100,000 on the Buckeyes to win it all? He would have won $2 million.
And instead, they're just, yeah, they got rocked in the first round.
Man.
That's funny. Syracuse is technically at a +3. Did they put it at, what was the bet?
100,000
on what? On +2?
Yeah.
So that's
+3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the money in Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse has 52% of the bets, and the money is literally 50-50.
Damn.
It's going exactly both ways.
Well, I mean, it's a push.
Yeah, so like I said, I went Kings heavy tonight, right?
Yeah.
In Vegas, they've only got 7% of the money. Boston got 93% of the bets today.
Man.
That's pretty crazy to me.
But, I mean, that's because people really, like, don't trust Boston.
Or maybe they just haven't watched them the past few games because they look like complete and utter dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, Boston's played bad this week. Like, really bad. Who was the team that they ended up, like, coming back and making it close, but... Like, in the early game, it was just they were getting blown out.
So, the Phillip Lindsay signing makes less sense to me by Houston. I forgot they also had signed Mark Ingram.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
Don't they still have
David Johnson?
Yep. David Johnson, Mark Ingram, Phillip Lindsay, Buddy Howell, and Dontrell Hilliard.
Oh, they don't have Duke Johnson anymore?
Nah, they cut him, I think, week before last.
Jesus. I mean... It's going to be one of those, like, you know, 2000, early 2000 Lions situations where you're just running the ball off on first and second down and hoping to get the ball past the line of scrimmage on third down. So it would help to have a couple of good runners to do it. You know they're not going to have Deshaun Watson this season.
Yeah, they're not. It's not going to happen.
Speaking of which, we didn't actually cover that in the first part of the episode.
They're trying to do him dirty.
So, yeah. A lot of dirty stuff. There's a lot of allegations out there that he likes to get fingers put in his butt.
Man, like...
What do you think about that? Because you say that you follow his girl on Instagram, yeah, like too, both right? Of
them. Yeah, and it's like, dude, I just... Like, on one hand, because you never want to say, oh, the victim never really, you know... Like, you don't want a victim blame, but it's like... This screams the A-B scenario to me.
The what?
The A-B scenario.
Right.
Where
the
it's like...
The chick from, like, college.
Like, out of nowhere. And then it's like, you've got all these cases out of nowhere. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know Deshaun Watson personally, but from everything we've seen of him, he's a fucking stand-up guy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. Like, I just don't know.
I mean, he's a humanitarian. Like, he's always trying to do stuff for the community and stuff. He just seems like a very chill and, you know, cool guy. Like, not to... And, you know, knock on wood, not to say, you know, as if I'm accusing somebody of it. But, like, if they were to say, you know, like a Jameis Winston or a Cam Newton were the guy getting accused, I would believe that a little more than Sean.
You think Cam Newton would be the guy forcing girls to put fingers up his butt?
A little more than Deshaun. A little bit more.
Why? What did Cam Newton even do?
I mean, well, it's nothing that Cam's done per se. It's just Deshaun is like... He's kind of like, remember how Warwick Dunn was just like the stand-up guy in the league and all? That's what Deshaun basically is. Because he grew up in one of Warwick Dunn's homes.
Really?
Yeah, like the homes that he had for single mothers. Yeah, which is why Deshaun's always giving back to single mothers in the community in Atlanta.
Huh.
So, you know, it's like, I don't know, man.
See, I get the exact opposite thing of what you just said. Not to just highlight it's what cool. you said. It's your show. You can say whatever the fuck you want. I'm just saying, like, I don't get that image from, like, Cam Newton at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cam Newton is, like, the exact opposite of that to me.
And that's the thing. It's like, I know Cam's not that guy. But, like, Deshaun's such that stand-up guy where it's like, really?
Like, I feel like Cam Newton, if he was that guy in any way...
It would have been come out.
...would have thrown a punch at that kid at the thing the other day.
Yeah, he totally would have.
You know?
He totally would have.
And he was just totally cool about it. Like,
yeah,
you know,
like,
hey,
Cam's just such a chill and laid-back guy.
Yeah.
But see, like, knowing how chill Cam is... That's how ridiculous it is to me to hear that there's possibly 20 women accusing Deshaun Watson of this.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, especially these guys with, you know, fat fucking, you know, $150
like
million dollars
in
their
really
pocket.
Know.
You just never know.
Yeah. You never know. But it's just so weird. I don't know, man. It seems like it's some bullshit to really make it seem like something is happening when it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Just to kind of tarnish his image.
Well, you got to think what he's going through right now too. Like,
yeah,
he's literally said like, I'm not playing for this team. Like, I'm done with this team.
Yep.
And he's like forcing their hand at essentially like giving up, you know, winning for the next however
long. And what's crazy is that
he's forcing him into a rebuild. You know, there's got to be some repercussions for that. So, you know, tinfoil hat
time. On one hand though, while I wanted to initially say, yo, Houston is really trying to throw him under a bus.
Yeah.
Why would Houston do that when you want to get as many assets as you can for him? Why would you tarnish his name to where you're going to get less value for him?
Well, maybe it's the same thing that's coming out in these reports. It's like,
yeah,
And I'm just tinfoil hatting it here.
And that's,
you know,
the thing too, because it's like, I really, because I'm really with you. Like, my first thought was Houston's trying to tarnish his name. But then thinking about it, like, from a business standpoint, why would I want to trash my product that I'm trying to sell? Even though I'm saying I'm not selling it, why would I want to trash it?
I mean, it could just be a fuck you. Like, we'll just draft another quarter. Basically, we're going to be bad without you regardless.
They did trade for the backup in Cincy, Lindsey, or whatever, Lindley, or whatever his name is.
Backup in Cincy. Ryan Lindley, or whatever his name is.
The
kid who took over for Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they traded for him today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, Houston's, like, I'm probably not going to watch any of their games next season. There's really no point to.
It's no point. Like, no. Deshaun was the only reason to watch Texans games.
Well, also, I mean, it's nice to even see, like, the defensive players that they had. You know, J.J. Watt, yeah. You know, like, he disrupted a lot of stuff up front.
I did watch their games when Honey Badger was there just because.
Right, that too.
You know,
yeah.
Favorite defensive player. So,
but, I mean, they're in cahoots with the Lions of being, you know, the worst team in football.
Oh, yeah, easily. Like, and someone asked me, do I think the Lions have a shot at the number one pick? And I'm like, no, because Houston exists. And the Lions are the Lions. They will find a way to fuck themselves out of the number one pick somehow, some way. They will win a meaningless game just to not have the number one pick.
I don't know, dude. I don't see Detroit winning a game this year.
I mean,
let's be fair, dude. They don't
kinda
have
don't
a
either,
lot.
But it's football.
They do have Jared Goff. You know, they've
and
got,
I mean, honestly, the games that the Lions win in those scenarios where they have no business winning those games, we never see them winning.
Well, this is a completely different team.
I know.
Like,
but like even
from
even,
the,
you know,
from the top down, you
even
know?
Like the year after 0-16 where they got that win. That, oh, crap.
Shut the fuck up, Siri. Right.
But yeah, like even after the 0-16 year where, you know, they won those games, I didn't see that coming. I did not see those wins coming. I thought they were going to go 0-32 over 2 years.
Yeah, wasn't that... Who was the quarterback after 0-16? No, that was Stafford. Yeah,
yeah,
he played the first five games, right?
And then got hurt.
Yeah, and then Sean Hill took over.
Yep.
Well, Stafford basically, like, we actually just saw it with that farewell video.
Yeah.
You know, the
he
clip of him coming
that win.
Coming in against Cleveland.
Dude, that was the moment where I was sold on Stafford.
Absolutely. Every Detroiter was like, this is the kid. Yeah. Dude, this is our guy.
And, like, even with the injuries that came after, it's like, let him get healthy.
Yeah.
Just let him stay healthy.
Because,
all.
I mean, he played a lot of games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of games. Like, and he played through an entire...
Because he missed a chunk of his first two or three seasons, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He missed the rest of his rookie year.
Mm-hmm. And then I think the second year he got injured again.
In, like, game one or something like that.
And he missed a chunk of the season. And then I think the third year it happened once again.
But after that, he didn't miss.
Yeah, after that, it was like he would get hurt and still be... No, I'm still playing.
Yeah. I mean, Stafford's a he's a dog, man.
He's a gamer.
Like, he's a gamer for sure.
Like he's with the shit.
He's got gamer socks and a good gaming chair. Dude's a gamer. All right, Pistons are keeping it close. Way closer than I want him to. Did John Wall play the entire time that Houston's been bad? I haven't watched Houston.
That's another reason they've been bad. Not just Christian Wood. They've been having, like, guys out with either injuries or COVID protocols, and John Wall was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they suited up the other day with, like, nine guys, right?
I think so, yeah.
That was Houston, yeah. Sorry, I just kind of flipped the switch there, but I'm watching the game, and it's all knotted up.
Mm.
Any update? All right, Purdue's only down two now.
Oh, snap.
Did you end up taking North Carolina in that bet?
No.
I bet you were talking about?
Nah, I didn't. I was like, nope, I'm not going to do this.
They're down by two.
They are?
No, I'm kidding.
I was about to say, what the fuck? How'd they come back?
No, they're down 14.
God damn you, Miles.
All right, so did you take the bet we were talking about earlier?
Which one?
The three parlay? Because right now FanDuel's got the parlay insurance, so you take three legs
and
if
one
misses. Okay, so I did, and I need Rutgers to win because... Not Texas Tech, the other team that we bet. The first team. Like the first game of the day. Who was that? It was Florida, Virginia Tech, I think?
I think so.
Yeah, Virginia Tech ended up losing, so I need Rutgers. Anywho. Man, that break in the show really just kind of killed all
it
the momentum
everything.
We had, dude. We were rolling. It was a great...
Apparently, Portnoy went off on Ohio State. I got to watch the video in a second.
Oh, of course you did. That guy's a nutcase.
Oh, yeah, of course.
he goes off every morning about like stocks and shit.
Yep.
Like I'll get up and, you know, I'll just kind of, you know, check the stock numbers, see what's happening, you know, early game, like 10 o'clock, 10:30, you know, kind of check in and see where the market's moving. And, or if I'm like scrolling Twitter, you see this guy just losing his fucking mind talking about how much of a, you know, I lost $250,000 today. It's like, stop buying dumb shit. This guy like buys everything high. I like that guy though. Dave Portnoy's a pretty funny guy.
Man,
you ever watch any
hilarious.
Like the Barstool videos?
No, I do watch some of them.
Yeah,
he's fucking hilarious.
Those guys are funny, man.
Honestly, I think they have one of my favorite commercials. Have you seen like their Barstool commercial?
The one where it's like
for the sports book.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it's so like low budget and cheesy, right. But it's like you could have gotten something better than this. But yeah. You just like guys, like it reminds me of a remember that Blink-182 video? Was it Rock Show or was it?
The
it
rock, show
rock show
where they
yeah.
like went around
They're
and just
like,
threw money around to
they
everybody.
They gave us a budget and we just said, fuck it. Let's go ahead and just give the money away and just shoot a random video.
Yeah, exactly. Blink 182 has to be top 10 rock band of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
I mean, that's fair. Dude, so as long as it holds up, I have to get tickets to the concert that's coming at the end of the summer.
Of Blink 182?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
I mean,
at Comerica.
Same. Oh, they're playing at Comerica?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Last concert I saw at Comerica, I saw the Rolling Stones at Comerica.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like, I feel like that's going to be a hell of a concert, though.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are actually planning to drop actual albums.
Yeah, so it's just hits.
Dude. And if it's just hits,
yeah.
I'm not going to have a voice the next day.
Yeah. Not too long ago, Green Day played a show. This was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Green Day played a show at Joe Louis Arena.
They did?
You
oh, yeah.
That was like.
Because that's like a couple years ago. I went to see Fall Out Boy at Little Caesars. Like one of the first concerts that was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. No, I would totally go to that. And it's got to be a summertime show, right?
Yeah, it's the summer. Yeah, because it's August, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, those are sweet, man.
Because they were supposed to be here last year, but you know how that happened.
Yeah, I did the Eminem Rihanna at Comerica. That was a cool-ass show. Like, it was just those two. Like, I like those kind of shows like that where it's, like, just a pure, like, performance, you know? And it's just, like, one artist going for, like, an hour and a half because they've got so many hits.
Man.
Like, Rihanna and Eminem both just went nuts. Like, I'd imagine that's the same way that, like, the Jay-Z Eminem concert went, you know? I didn't go to any of those. Did you?
I didn't. I wanted to.
Yeah, those would have been cool shows. They only did the two, right? Like, they did the one at Yankee Stadium, and then they did the one here at Comerica?
It was, yeah. 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 I think it was just a home at home.
Yeah. Yeah, those would have been cool. All right, well.
So, you know what was another one, though, that I wanted to see?
What?
My Chemical Romance actually was supposed to go on tour.
Really?
Dude, look up how much their tickets are. Just go ahead and look. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm just going to let you look at it.
Where
you're
am
like,
I
looking
at? Ticketmaster?
Yeah. Because I
where
was looking
at
it the other day. Little Caesars. But still, like, I've told you how much I pay for concerts at Little Caesars, so.
Yeah. Who did you go to there? You went to see Travis Scott?
Travis Scott, Fall Out Boy, and also Katy Perry saw them there. Yep.
Your
Katy
girl,
Perry
Katy Perry.
Was the shit, though. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, man.
My Chemical Romance. Let's see. 2021 tour tickets.
North Carolina went down. That's official.
Rescheduled from 9/9/2020?
I think that might be it, yeah.
Upper level nosebleeds, $208 each.
Yep.
Lower level starting at $289.
Mm-hmm. Now, I love My Chemical Romance.
Who in their right mind would pay that to go see My Chemical Romance?
I love My Chemical Romance, but I ain't paying that much.
General admission, $564. Like the one that's on the floor right in front of the stage. You've got to be seriously like just the biggest My Chemical Romance fan to even consider paying that.
Man.
So you're not obviously gonna
like I'm a huge My Chemical Romance fan, but I'm not that big of a fan.
Yeah, I mean I like some of their songs. Their first album was really good, like
right.
The one that like got super popular off of, like that album's like the first half of it
three,
was like fantastic.
Three Series of Street Sweet Revenge is just, oh my God.
I used to name my fantasy football teams that, like, that was a cool ass album name. That was my fantasy football team name for like 5 years.
It was such a good album. Like, their album after, it was okay, but no. Because I'm thinking of Danger Days. Black Parade actually was better than 3 Years of Sweet Revenge for me.
Stop it.
Dog, Black Parade was a fucking beautiful
album. Stop it.
That album was the shit,
They were corny by then, all right? Nah. The first album was fucking them just raw, flat out good. Because you got to remember,
Black Parade was a fire-ass song. They also had a good song. House of Wolves, which was pretty decent. Teenagers was solid.
Yeah, that's like production pop, if you ask me.
Famous Last Words was actually pretty solid too, but the one I think it was called Danger Days or whatever, that was the one where I'm like, you going real poppy, I don't like it. Like, and it was different because with My Chemical Romance, I expected a different sound from them. Like, I expect a pop sound occasionally from Fall Out Boy. I'll expect it from Panic at the Disco, you know, because it fits their MO. Did not fit My Chemical Romance that well for me.
See, I like all of like those bands, like first albums, like Fall Out Boy. Fair. They had one with like, it's like an all blue cover.
Yeah. It had Take, like, This to Your Grave.
Yeah. And it had like Saturday and stuff one. On it. Yep. That was like, that album was good.
So for me, I love Take This to Your Grave, but Under the Cork Tree was my favorite one out of those.
That was a good. That was like, because that was that, the like, made them blow up.
That was when they really like blew the fuck up.
They were like on MTV and shit all the time.
I have a like a love hate type of relationship with fuck, what was the one after From Under the Cork Tree?
Like their main song.
No, it was going down that, now. Oh yeah, because that was that
dance,
Sugar
dance.
Sugar was on From Under the Cork Tree, but the album after that, it was crap. What was it? Infinity on High.
Are you talking about a different album?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that was their third. I've never even heard that one.
That was the one that had Thanks for the Memories and all that on there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, okay.
On one hand, it's not a bad album. It is not a bad album at all.
Yeah.
But to follow up those first two, I did feel like
your expectations were higher.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's some songs on there I'm like, I can kind of live without, but it's still an album that I will go back to and listen to it because it's a good album. And then they redeemed themselves with me with Fale Adu.
Never even heard it.
That
song
was actually
that
solid.
One.
They, which to me, one of their better songs, just because like the way it was composed and everything, America's Sweethearts. Yeah, that was on there.
Maybe I'll just turn it on while I'm like playing the game or watching basketball or something. I'll give it a listen and I'll let you know what I think.
Oh, yeah.
Not really, like, I wouldn't even maybe like the first Fall Out Boy CD I would turn on and listen to
easily.
Like this morning, I got this wild hair up my ass listening to Coldplay. I haven't listened to Coldplay in like 15 years.
I mean,
and even then, it's not even like a band that I would pick.
That happens though, because like, so I'll listen to Jay-Z, but like, I'm not gonna sit up and, you know, every month let me play some Jay-Z
right.
music.
Yeah,
it has to come on
100%.
Like, a few weeks ago, I literally just hit a mood where I was like, fuck it. I just feel like listening to Jay-Z albums for a couple days.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just that mood that I was in. Yep. And it's not knocking Jay-Z because you can't really, you know, discredit Jay-Z's accomplishments.
No, not at all.
Like, but it's just, I have to be in a certain mood to really turn on his music. Like,
or just tired of, like, everything else you're listening to, you know, like, or just want, like, a different, you want a different vibe.
You know, because, like, there are certain artists, any mood, I can turn their shit on. Fall Out Boy, Kanye, Daft Punk,
Action Bronson.
Low-key Action Bronson can't
Action
fit
Bronson
in that category
because
he
man.
Just gets you through some shit sometimes where it's like, hey, this shit fire.
Yeah, dude, Action Bronson's shit. Anybody who doesn't listen to Action Bronson, just turn on some of his CDs. Like, just turn on an album, just let it play. Like, it's like part comedy,
it's just funny
part. Like,
with Action Bronson, I initially thought that he was fucking Ghostface Killer accidentally.
Yeah.
Because they sound the same. Yeah, they do. When you first hear it, it sounds like the same person. So I was like, wait, Ghost? I'm like, Ghostface? What the fuck is Action Bronson? Yeah. And then I saw him. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Why is he rapping about sandwiches?
Right. Oh, man.
No, they do sound a lot alike, though. Ghostface Killer's New York, right?
Yeah. Okay. Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
But, man, it's like, it's certain artists, like, I really have to be in a mood to listen to their shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is.
That's like when we painted our house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, yeah, and you were playing Griselda.
No, I was listening. We listened to fucking West Side Gun.
Yeah, Griselda, I know.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, that's the label.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Dude, it's funny because like
I just turned it on and I literally heard like the same like probably like 15 songs over and over again for like boom, 9 boom, hours. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, and at the end of the day, I'm just like, I can't listen to this for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, I was so tired of hearing.
I kind of did that to myself at one point, like listening to West Side Gun and them heavy, and I was like, all right, let me take a break away.
Yeah.
But Benny the Butcher, like, the Plugs I Meet Too.
Yeah.
That's fire. Yeah.
Well, you said he dropped a new album, what, today? Yeah,
it's called Plugs I Meet Too.
Okay. Yep.
And it was a part one, actually. So, because it's a production with this producer called Harry Fraud, which he, like, I listened to all of his collaborations with Currency, because that shit's just very fucking chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry Fraud, like, produced some shit.
And he did the new album?
Yeah, he did.
He did the first one, too?
I think he did the first one, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Did he do the first? Let's see. Because I feel like he did.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I went from, like, listening to, like, Tyler, the Creator, and then I went to West Side Gun, and then I went to Coldplay.
No, wait, I don't
and I heard a couple of Coldplay songs, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to let this play out. You know, this is kind of the vibe today.
Dude, you know what's one Tyler song, though, that I love, but it's so fucking creepy when you listen to the lyrics of
what?
It? What? She.
I don't even know the names of like most of the songs. They just come on Spotify.
It was the one song that he did with Frank Ocean where he's basically like talking about stalking a chick.
No, I don't recall that.
Wait, have you ever watched like any of Tyler's music videos?
Like the first one where he had like roaches calling out of his eyes.
Cause She was a funny ass video to me. Cause it's literally like Frank Ocean macking this chick, and Tyler's basically stalking her and shit the whole video. It's so fucking funny to me, dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've actually been listening to more Kendrick than like anybody lately.
Really?
Yeah, but then you just get over. You just overplay that, and then you just got to keep, you know.
Yeah, like you overplay some shit, and it's like, all right, let me switch it up to something different.
Right.
Wait, what the fuck?
What'd you do? Did you break everything?
Oh, no, I was just trying to go idle. I was like, wait a minute. God. Yeah, because other than that, what else have I been listening to lately? Dude, I had like a slight moment where like when I couldn't sleep some nights, I just get high as shit and listen to James Brown music.
There you go.
Dude, it was kind of a fun time. I'm not even going to lie.
That's funny. I listen to like when I'm in the room, like, you know, and I just got the door closed. I got the sound bar bumping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to like pop music and not like Michael Jackson pop music. I'm talking like white girl, like in the car singing into a fucking hairbrush pop.
Sometimes that's the best music to kind of play games like Call of Duty too.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, and yeah,
back in the day, the Call of Duty playlist used to be a bunch of slow jams and stuff.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Like when you would turn it on and like just listen to it by yourself? Just
play a bunch of slow jams in the background while playing Call of Duty. Like, what are you doing? Like, playing Call of Duty, leave me alone. Yeah. Like, I don't need to feel all...
We don't need Metallica for this.
Right, like, I don't need, oh, I'm going to kill you. No, right. Like, no, I'm just, hey, yeah, we're going to be chill about this.
Give me some Taylor Swift, you know?
I can't go Taylor Swift. I can't do it.
I like Taylor Swift
I can't do it, man. I fucking can't stand Taylor Swift.
My favorite one is Dua Lipa.
I've heard a few of her songs.
Like, I really just the one song. Just like, One Kiss Is All. We actually played it for the pod. That's like my fucking jam, dude. I play that shit all the time.
That's actually a fire ass song.
Oh. Dude, that shit's so fire.
It's another poppy song, kind of like that. Because that's like, I set up one night just listening to like a bunch of old pop music. So, like, because you know how like you'll play music on YouTube and it just keeps it going over and over.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Yeah.
So I did that one night listening to like a Justin Timberlake song. And then it went to fucking NSYNC. And then, no, it didn't start with Justin Timberlake. Because, okay, me and my friends occasionally have a debate between which song was better. Between the Jonas Brothers' Burning Up, which is a fucking banger low-key. That shit goes hard.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Nah, it's a good one. I fucks with it.
I'll give it a try. I'm not going to say I trust it.
It's
I've
another
never,
band
can't say about the Jonas Brothers.
Called Big Time Rush. They had a song called Boyfriend, which that one used to come on Nickelodeon all the time. Like, so like if you remember, like probably around like high school age and shit, watching Nickelodeon, like a random music video comes on, you're like, who the fuck are these guys? It was probably them.
Okay. I have no clue.
It's a good song because I was listening to both of them like, all right, which was better? But dog, that Jonas Brothers song was just fire.
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember when the Jonas Brothers got big, but I legitimately
I really
couldn't tell you
Jonas
any of their
Brothers,
songs.
And I discovered that song later. I'm like, bro, they really didn't have to go so fucking hard on this song.
Dude, I always think, you know what throws me off? Because I always get the Twilight guys.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jonas Brothers mixed up. Like I feel like it's just those guys acting.
Fair, fair. Because they kind of came out around the same time. They kind of blew up around the same time, it seems, I think.
Yeah, and then I always think it's one of the Jonas Brothers doing Batman. And I'm always even more like mind blown about it. I'm like, oh, no, oh, wait, it's a Twilight kid.
Dude, so I actually watched a movie he was in since Twilight. I think I told you about it.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Dude's a good actor.
And you said he was actually pretty solid.
Like, I will give him credit. He's more than just that shitty role that he was playing to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, after seeing Affleck in the new updated Justice League, I know probably most of this podcast actually now is just that. But do you like the change of direction of Batman?
I mean, honestly, even before this Justice League, I was telling people Ben Affleck was the best Batman we had. Like, it was no question
you
to
think?
Me. Ben Affleck and then Michael Keaton. Now, a lot of people will say Christian Bale.
Yeah, dude.
Nope. Christian Bale was actually the worst. He was masked behind a great film series.
Okay.
With great villains. Because think about it. The first film, you had Liam Neeson as the villain as Ra's. Great. Second film,
who was the bad guy in the first one?
It was Ra's al Ghul. Liam Neeson was him. Which was perfect casting.
I've seen that movie like two or three times. What's it called? Batman
Begins.
Begins, yeah. Yep.
Like, to me, Liam Neeson as Ra's was perfect casting, low key.
Oh, I remember this guy. Okay, yeah.
Because it's like, it was one of those things where if you weren't familiar with Batman, you get to that point in the movie where he reveals, oh, I'm Ra's al Ghul. And it's like, oh, shit, you misdirected me.
Yeah.
And so,
dude,
you know,
that was such a good movie. Batman Begins.
I honestly like Batman Begins a little bit more than I like Dark Knight.
No. Because
it was just such a good setup movie.
Yeah, it was. Like, it was really good, man.
It was just so good. And I love Dark Knight like a ton.
Dark Knight's one of the most like iconic films ever, though.
So I kind of weigh Dark Knight a little differently in like my ranking of films. To me, I like it better. It's better to me when I look at it as a crime film than a superhero film.
Okay.
Because like it's kind of like those vibes of like The Town and The Departed, kind of.
Those are both great, by the way.
Oh, fucking beautiful films. Yeah. Man, I feel like I need to watch those again because it's been a couple months.
Dude, I haven't seen
The
Town.
No, it's been 2 months since I've watched Departed. The Town, it's been, I think, around Christmas time I last watched it.
Didn't they throw that up on Netflix?
They did, yeah. Because that was when I watched it, actually. It was around Christmas.
I think
they put The Departed
on
HBO Max, and that was when I last watched it 2 months ago.
Wait, is that still on there?
Yeah, it is.
Bro, I gotta turn that on tonight.
It's so good.
Yeah, man. That's one of my favorite movies. It might be my favorite movie ever.
And honestly,
Jack Nicholson's character in that movie,
dude,
is just
like the way he betrayed the knockoff Whitey Bulger in that.
Yeah.
Actually, I got one for you to watch. I gotta see what it's streaming on. Have you ever watched Black Mass with Johnny Depp?
I don't think so.
So basically, it was what The Departed was supposed to be. Like, Johnny Depp actually played the real life Whitey Bulger in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Dude, he was so fucking good in that shit. Because, like, you know how over the last decade or so, you just think of Johnny Depp and it's like he's playing this campy ass Tim Burton style character.
Because
for the most part, that's kind of like pirates and stuff.
I haven't seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean. I haven't seen the Wonka Factory ones.
See? And, like, so a lot of his stuff, I felt like it was all that same stuff.
Yeah.
But in this, like, dude. I was like, shit, I actually like that movie. Like, he acted his ass off. And, like, the makeup and stuff made him look, like, if you look up a picture of Johnny Depp in Black Mass, dude, like, he looks almost like a completely different person.
And what is it called? Black Mass?
Yeah. Like, that movie was good as shit.
Oh, dude, yeah, no, I wanted to see this. I didn't watch this.
It was good as fuck, bro.
Yeah. Like, one of my favorite Johnny Depp movies, it's where he's the dude who used to rob the banks back in the day.
Which one?
What the fuck's the name of the movie?
Because it's not Blowout on...
No,
it's definitely not Blow.
No, not
Blow.
He's John Dillinger.
Oh, yeah, Public Enemies.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
Yeah, dude, that was
him and Christian Bale were so fucking good.
Yeah, that movie was tight.
Like, oh,
I had it, like, on Blu-ray, like, right when Blu-rays, like, were,
too.
Like, a real, like, started becoming
when it came
thing.
Out, I was like, I gotta buy this, because I just love this movie so much.
Yeah, I bought that and Fight Club together. It was like,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because that, and it was another one that came out around that time that was trying to be, like, those Prohibition-style movies, Gangster Squad.
I didn't see that
yet. I actually liked Gangster Squad. It was a little campy in some areas, but I actually liked it.
Was that the one with the guy that plays Venom?
No, that's a Legend, Tom Hardy played the Kray Twins. I love that movie, though.
That was a good one?
Dog. The difference between him playing both of the twins, just look up the clip of Legend bar fight.
You've actually shown me
that. That fucking bar fight was like the best thing in that whole movie.
Yeah.
That, and then it's a part, because like I said, he played the Kray Twins. One of the twins was gay. So you look up and they're meeting with like one of the guys that they're going to work with.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, oh man, yeah, you know, it's cool. We're going to get you a girl, you know, it's going to be straight. We're going to bring some in for you.
Yeah.
And then he sat there like, because he was like kind of doing like, it was almost like a Bane type of voice when he did the other twin. So he's sitting there, I don't think so. Why not? Well, no, it's not my cup of tea. What do you mean? Like boys, like what? Like, and the guy's just sitting there like just so chill about it, like, all right, well, fuck it then.
Right. Cause, yeah, I'll take two.
Because he was the psychotic twin, so it's, you're not going to say shit crazy to him.
Yeah.
Like, that fucker was nuts, dude.
I have to, like, there's a bunch of these movies that I, like, I've been, like, I saw the, like, the trailer for it, or, yeah, like, I heard somebody talk about it, and it's,
I've been meaning to watch the Capone movie, because Tom Hardy played Al Capone in a movie last year.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's like, it's an older Al Capone, but still.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch that shit.
Wasn't there, actually, now that I look over and you've got the Kurt Cobain still up, mm-hmm, wasn't there, like, a Kurt Cobain movie?
I don't know, was there?
Or, like, wasn't Jared Leto supposed to play him or something?
I could kind of see Jared Leto trying to play Kurt Cobain low-key. Oh, dude.
I thought that was a thing.
Speaking of Jared Leto.
What happened? I saw him trending on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, because he was in the fucking Snyder Cut. Like, they brought back his Joker. Dude, his fucking Joker portrayal in that movie? Oh, my God. Like, it was like the Batman-Joker interaction that you wanted on film and never really got, because it was almost like the interrogation scene in Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're talking about with Ledger and Batman, right? Where he beats the hell out of him.
But like with less physical confrontation and just more of like a cerebral standpoint, like it's them having a conversation and Joker's just basically like reading Bruce a new one, like basically telling him, yeah, you're a fucking failure, bro. Like, you fucked up a lot of times.
Really?
And Bruce is sitting there like, and he's like, the whole time Bruce is like, be careful with the next fucking word you say. And then they go back and forth, and then towards the end of it, Bruce's thing is, he sits there like, yeah, you're right, whatever. He's like, but you're only alive right now basically because I want you alive. He's like, and I made a promise to such and such, because I'm not really gonna say the name.
I'll probably watch it tonight, so don't ruin anything.
Like, I made a promise to such and such that, you know, when the time comes, and that time will come, I will fucking kill you. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. And the way Affleck says it in the Batman suit, shit, it's like, oh shit, like he really gonna kill this motherfucker. Yeah. Like, oh, okay,
I'll have to watch it, man. It sounds, you've hyped it up. I'm gonna come back next week and I'm gonna see if the hype that Chris put on this movie, it was worth it.
It's worth it to me, man. Like, I totally feel like it definitely was worth it.
One other thing you told me to watch, mm-hmm, and I did, the South Park vaccine.
Oh, man. I watched that again the other day.
That shit's fucking hilarious, man.
I watched that again the other day, and I'm like, dude, this shit is really, like, they did Kenny so bold. He was really the kid.
Oh, my God,
in a fucking parent divorcing scenario. Yeah.
And fucking when Cartman wanted to go hang out with his new friends.
Oh, my God. He's like, fuck, I got Kenny this weekend.
God damn it, I got Kenny. Kenny's like, what?
I'm like, dog, this is so perfect.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
I can't wait till they come back for like a regular type of season. I can just only imagine what the fuck they're gonna do at that point.
So what are they just like doing? Like, why wouldn't South Park, out of all things, like continue to make content?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe
they
just didn't have enough, like, nothing, because they usually do like current news, current
topics.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. Like, it really, and I mean, if you think about it, the last year or so, they did the Trump thing to the point where they even realized, they were like, we can't do this anymore. Like, we did a whole season that was against what they usually did, where the season literally followed a singular plot around Trump, and they were like, I mean, people liked it, but we can't do, like, that was gonna get stale quick,
right?
So now they kind of do like a hybrid of the week to week thing with the singular plot in later seasons. But like, it just, when all the news was Trump last year,
yeah,
you can't really, you've already rode that pony as much as you could.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't really ride it any further.
Yeah, I mean, that's like SNL with their fucking lame ass jokes. Yeah, you know? It's like,
like, periodically to turn in, it was like, okay, sometimes you'll catch it, you know, with some gems here and there, but watching SNL every week, no. Like, I have to see somebody hosting that I really want to see,
right,
in order to tune in to SNL.
And like, I don't know, Bill Burr was on it, you know, and then they have, yeah, like, you know, he's just one of the funniest people ever. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. So, and people, like, were getting butthurt over him.
Yeah, just shit he does on there is fucking hilarious. Yeah. But outside of that, like, I can't sit and,
like,
watch
certain
SNL.
People I'll watch when they're on. Bill Burr is one. Justin Timberlake is actually a hidden, yeah, gem as far as, yeah, guys that are fucking hilarious on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, for,
like,
sure.
Like, whenever he's on, and it was a point where he wasn't even labeled as the guest host, and he just pop up on Saturday Night Live. So I was like, yeah, watching it almost every week at that point. Cause, like, he keeps popping up. So, hey, maybe he'll pop up this week.
Right.
Yeah. Cause it was 1 week. I think Beyonce was hosting, or she was the musical guest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look up and she does a single lady skit, and I'm looking, I'm like, this white guy in the back look familiar. And then,
yeah, that was Timberlake,
the
right?
Dancers. It's fucking, yeah, Justin Timberlake. Right. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, that was funny.
And then Drake's another good one too.
Yeah, Drake's had some pretty good SNL appearances. What the fuck were we just talking about? I don't know. I completely forgot.
Well, we were talking because
I know we were talking about SNL.
Yeah, I was talking Snyder Cut for a second because I was saying the Leto Joker part was so fire too.
Yeah, I don't know. SNL just drives me. You know who drives me nuts the most on that show?
Who
is Michael Shea and the other dude?
I used to
Colin
like them
Jost.
So much when they first did Weekend Update,
dude,
and now it's just ran into the ground.
I cannot stand those guys.
Like, I kind of like Michael Che, but it's like,
I like his stand-up, though.
Yeah,
that's like, the thing. Like, Michael Che is, like, actually a funny dude,
mm-hmm,
but when they do that, like, it drives me nuts. I can't stand either. I want to,
like,
sock both of them
the
in the mouth.
The only time I find it entertaining is, like, when they push each other's buttons to the point where they just break character, and they just bust out laughing. That's the only time the Weekend Update really is entertaining to me.
The only time I actually find it, like, or actually the parts of those that I find funny is when they bring on characters.
Yep.
Like, that shit's kind of funny.
Oh, like the time they had LeVar Ball on there, quote,
yeah,
unquote, as Keenan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's, what did I just see him in recently that was
really
funny?
Well, Keenan has a sitcom now. They finally gave him a sitcom on NBC.
Really?
I'm like, I'm shocked it really took them this long, though. Because Keenan could have carried a sitcom even before he hit SNL, because he carried him and Kel, did Kenan,
yeah,
and Kel for so
Kel
long.
Went
that was
on
so
forever.
Good.
That was like one of my favorite shows to watch
as
a kid.
Is that on Paramount Plus, Loki? I need to, because if so,
dude, Kenan and Kel was the shit back in the day.
My boy Moon has been going back on Paramount Plus. He was like, I just been binge watching Drake and Josh. He's like, fuck it, why not?
See, I never watched that show.
It actually was pretty fucking good. I can't.
My
lie.
Little brother watched that show all the time.
Like, Drake and Josh was pretty funny.
You know what's funny actually is my. My wife goes to sleep every night. Guess what? Mm-hmm. Guess what? I literally go to bed to every night now.
What?
Sister, Sister. You remember that show?
Dude, I remember Sister, Sister. I actually tried to watch it not long ago, like to go through the whole series.
Yeah.
And I was like, like I tolerated it, but I'm like, a lot of these sitcoms aged so poorly to me.
Yeah, I forgot that that one was like based in Detroit though.
Yep, it was. Yeah. Yeah. Kenan and Kel is on here.
Oh shit.
Oh boy.
Uh
oh,
we know what Chris is going home and doing.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I'm gonna watch the big March Madness game that comes on tonight.
Oh yeah.
Which one was that? It's like the 8 and 9 seed, right?
Which ones was it?
Not Syracuse. The other like big game tonight. Rutgers. Rutgers,
oh,
Clemson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's actually on now.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Purdue is tied at 61 with 17 seconds left. North Texas is winning the championship, calling it now.
Go ahead, man.
I'm kidding.
Shoot your shot.
But yeah, Rutgers, Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
They're tied 5-5, probably a couple minutes in. So I'm going to watch that.
Okay.
Let's get an update on Pistons, Kings, and Jazz. Because that's my big parlay that will make us very happy.
There
Pistons are up 4. Jazz are down 4. Kings, fuck. Kings are tied at 87.
It's cool. They still in it, bro. They still in it.
Yeah, they were just up 14.
Look, man. They're going to start pulling
the NBA,
away.
The NBA, you know how that game works, man. Especially Miles, in the fourth quarter if you
I'm
blow that lead.
The faith so that the bet can stand.
We need that bet. Actually,
we keep the faith.
Actually, we had a good week last week, so yeah. We don't necessarily need this one. We just really want this
one. Last few
weeks have
been pretty solid, honestly.
Dude, we've actually been crushing in bets.
Yeah.
I've added a zero, so.
All right. See?
We are pumped. But that's actually our time. We've probably done a two-hour podcast and only captured an hour of it, which Fuck sucks because we were rolling like a motherfucker in the first one.
Man, I'm so hurt about that. Oh, yeah, they do got all of that on here.
So next week we're going to do a preview for huge, huge UFC event that we have coming up next Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be so perfect.
We'll probably have more NFL news. We'll let you know how March Madness is going.
Right.
Do NBA. And I feel like just since we lost a ton, I feel like we've got to make up for it somehow. I think we'll do more social media shit this week or something.
That's fair.
Maybe we'll... How about everybody goes, gives us a follow on Twitter, and then just talk to us.
Yeah. Like, let us know what you want to see. What type of content you want to see out here in these streets with us.
And we're getting on TikTok soon.
Oh, snap.
I'm calling it now.
I don't know if I can do the Tiki Talks.
Dude, I downloaded TikTok, and I've been watching some of the videos. Now, here's the thing. It's cool for Call of Duty stuff, but, like, everything else is, like, it's just lies.
Yeah.
It's just lies. Like, people are like, this is how you get rich. This is you know, these are the next stocks. You know, be sure to fucking, you know, smash the like and all this other shit. It's just like, dude, come on.
Man.
Yeah, it's a bunch of, like, just
I know what part of what I'm going to do this weekend.
What?
I'm probably going to try to hop back into the Division 2 tomorrow. Play that again for the first time in a minute.
Oh, the game?
Yeah, I think it's on Game Pass.
Not for PC.
I think it's on Game Pass for Xbox, though.
Yeah, yeah. Xbox.
Because I was going to say, if you want to like hop into it with this shit.
I can't play with the controller. I really I just can't. Unless it's like Tony Hawk or Rocket League.
Fair, fair.
I can't play like shooting games with a controller.
Because it's a shooter, but it's not like... So the thing with the Division with me, like... It's the way you usually play Call of Duty, you're not playing the Division because it's like one of those cover shooters. So like you've got the button to kind of duck and cover and shit. And it's a little different than what it typically is in Call of Duty. So you'll probably die a bit like trying to play like you usually
Do
play.
Do not
at
underestimate
first.
My fucking first person shooter skills
well,
at all, sir.
Excuse me, Miles. I'm not saying that you're going to be complete hot dog garbage water. I'm just saying that in this case here, because it happens like subconsciously, you like, why do I keep dying? Oh, shit. Wait, I got to play this game a little differently. All right. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And then once you realize that, it's like, boom, you basically just killing everything on sight.
Yeah. Dude, actually, one cool thing that happened to me this week, right? Mm-hmm. We load up, and I'll post the YouTube video about it in one of our things just to show, like, you know, that I can actually hang. So, jumped into the Warzone, randomly got with one of the top 10 wagers players in the world.
Man. Oh, yeah, you did mention that to me.
And if that tells you anything, there's a major skill-based matchmaking thing happening in that game to where it pairs you with people who are as good as you, right? So, you know, I can hold my own in Call of Duty, but it was really cool. I played probably about 15 games with this guy. We got 3 or 4 wins, you know, and it was just like, and his name's Bobby Poff. He's one of the top Call of Duty players in the world.
Nah.
And big shout out to him. I didn't even like even call the podcast out on his channel just because, you know, it was being cool. I recognized him immediately. And yeah, man, that was a lot of fun. So maybe I'll tag the YouTube video that he's going to post about it. He like asked me like, hey man, can you get your consent to make a YouTube video or a gameplay, dude? We just shred it out, you know, but it was fun stuff. So
man.
I'll post that up. But that's it. We're about 10 minutes over our airtime. So follow us on everything and we'll see you next week. Hopefully we don't fuck up the episode.
For sure. All right. Out of here.
That's it. Peace.